Activists in Charleston are calling on Mayor Amy Goodwin to declare a public health emergency. Some health providers and church leaders say the city needs to better address the HIV epidemic, as well as the rise in opioid overdose deaths. Last weekend, June Loeffler went to a demonstration held in the capital city.
West Virginia's summer days are becoming oppressively hot. At a riverfront park called Magic Island, kids laugh and scream as they run through fountains. They're trying to beat the heat. So are a few hundred adults who gathered at the park's lawn near Charleston's west side, where there were tents offering shade and plenty of water to go around.
We don't need anybody passing out today. There's water over there. Make sure the dog get water, too.
The folks here know how to come to the aid of their neighbors. They're made up of healthcare workers, peer recovery coaches, faith leaders, and parents. They've met on a hot Saturday afternoon to send a message to the city that some of Charleston's most vulnerable are at risk of losing their lives. Opioid overdose deaths spiked in the capital city and state last year. The opioid crisis has led to another serious threat. HIV is spreading among IV drug users. To send their message home, a few hundred people form a signal with their bodies on the lawn. A drone buzzes over them to take an aerial shot.
Oh, there it is! Oh.
Participants spell out two acronyms, HIV-SOS. They wear red shirts. On their tees is written the phrase, "Love breaks through stigma." Participants yell it out. Participants use their bodies to make their message known. Speakers voice their concerns loudly. Dr. Christine Teague has worked with HIV and AIDS patients for 20 years with the Ryan White Foundation.
We've known for several years that our area is very vulnerable to an outbreak.
Teague and other health providers saw the need for more testing before people wound up in the hospital. More testing confirmed her suspicions. Kanawha County saw 44 new cases of HIV in 2020. That's three times as many the county saw a few years ago.
But I'm here to tell you that that number is going to continue to grow.
Another speaker is Allie Fox. She's a peer recovery coach. She says harm reduction services at Morgantown's HealthRight Clinic saved her life. There she received clean syringes, overdose reversal medication, and referrals to substance use disorder treatment.
I can stand here and say that I am HIV negative, that my child is safe. He is HIV negative, and that is due to two reasons, God's good graces and Mon County Needle Exchange.
More than 30 health, faith, and social justice groups supported this event. Solutions Oriented Addiction Response, or SOAR, organized the whole thing. Along with their message, the group brought resources to keep people safe. Joe Solomon leads the group.
We had HIV testing, we had COVID vaccines, we had a fleet of doctors and nurses available for wound care and for checking in for all the questions people have that they're scared about asking.
The group is used to this kind of work. It hosted fairs that distributed the same products and care at a church parking lot on the west side. But those fairs stopped due to public pressure and a city ordinance passed earlier this year. The law says programs like the local HealthRight Clinic can distribute needles because it has a brick-and-mortar location and limits the number of needles it gives out. SOAR gave out needles freely, what health agencies call a needs-based model. This event calls on the city to do more. Mayor Amy Goodwin issued this statement.
From day one, our administration has been focused on comprehensive solutions to the drug crisis and the harm that's associated with it.
Goodwin was the one to request a team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate the local HIV outbreak, even when state health officials said it wasn't necessary.
That includes solutions that are community-led, community-focused, and most important, community-supported.
SOAR and others criticized the city for passing the law that limits the dispersal of clean needles. But Goodwin and other council members have said SOAR's program didn't align with the interests of some community members who were uncomfortable with SOAR's tactics. One council member did stand with demonstrators that day on the lawn. Robert Sheets was the one council member to vote against that local ordinance.
I thought there were a few others that would have voted no. And I think they would have, except as the vote went on and on, everybody just acquiesced and gave in.
When other members said these unlicensed syringe programs were flooding communities with needle litter, he suggested more syringe disposal containers in the city, not a shutdown of these programs.
We need to be proactive in our efforts, not reactive, proactive.
Last week, the CDC wrapped its month-long investigation into the local HIV outbreak. A report will come out in August. The local HIV task force continues to meet on a monthly basis to figure out how to best tackle the epidemic. For Appalachia Health News, I'm June Loeffler.